Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think this happens in about 75% of kids that at one point or another, they just want to wear the same thing every single day. It could be like a superhero outfit. It could be a princess outfit, right?
It was Jimmy with his toboggan.
Okay, there you go.
Even when it was like 80 degrees outside, kid was rocking his toboggan.
At some point or another, I think it was my son Hayden, maybe it was Hollis, that just wanted to be Spider-Man every single day. Every single day, everywhere we went. And although she's not a kid, Abby is going through this right now with her new Taylor Swift cardigan.
Listen, when Taylor Swift's PR team personally sends you a cardigan, you wear that cardigan.
You wore it to the gym yesterday?
Yeah, shout out Orange Theory, everybody. Everyone saw me cooking up a sweat during cardio yesterday.
This was pretty cool. Two boxes arrived in the studio yesterday, and one for Cassie and one for Abby, the big Swifties on the show. And they were filled with all sorts of Taylor Swift stuff from the Taylor Swift folks.
Oh my gosh, it was an expensive PR box. We got a vinyl. We got a tote bag. We got this cardigan, which is like $1,000 with inflation. Like it was very generous.
And a handwritten note.
And a handwritten note that was photocopied for the rest of the country. It was very personal.
It's like 85 degrees outside this morning. She's rocking that cardigan, though, man. Rocking it. All right, Mo, mathematically, I mean, there has to be the best and the worst, like, thief, and you might have found the worst one when you were on vacation in Greece.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I did. And so everywhere I travel, I try to get a souvenir of some sort for myself and for others. And in this particular trip to Greece, I didn't get one. Because I just spaced it out and I forgot. So I thought to myself, I'll get one in the airport on the way back. And come to find out, they didn't have any souvenirs in that airport in Mykonos on the way back. So I officially have a hat. And that is the only souvenir that I have from Greece. And it is literally from a thief who tried to take my things.
What?
I know, right? Oh, a turn of events here. So this is how it happened. I went to this place called Tropicana Beach Resort, which is like, it starts off as everybody at the beach just kind of kicking it and relaxing. And then a DJ gets there like midday and he starts turning it up. And then it turns into a party. It was crazy.
I bet the orange juice at Tropicana Beach is bumping.
Lick. And so you end up like at this... It's a DJ in the middle, and then it's a huge dance floor, and like everyone is just literally on top of each other, dancing, getting drinks, just having the times of their lives. Everybody's in swimsuits. It's lit.
This is on the beach, right? So
on
you're not
beach.
In a club. The club is the sand.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's
that.
Cool.
So I got a lot of messages from people saying, you know, watch your bags in Greece. That's a thing. People will literally try to take your bags right from underneath you. And I saw them, but I didn't think much of them because I feel like that about everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. It's like you always got to be careful, especially when you're in somewhere you're not familiar, your surroundings. So I took note of it, but I just kept going on about my life. But I guess I must have stored it somewhere in the back of my mind because there was one particular part where we're dancing and people are now dancing on like platforms, they're like tables. And this is not me. Like, I'm not this guy. And I don't know how I ended up on this table. I was in Greece. It was lit. All right, what you want to try? So they end up pulling me on the table. So at first, I'm letting it all go. I'm dancing. I'm getting it. And then it hit me like, wait, where are my bags?
Mm-hmm.
So I look down, and my bags are maybe 5 to 7 feet from me. And they're like on a seat where I was sitting right at the bar. And the people that I'm with were all on the table. So no one is watching the bag. So I'm looking at them. No one's concerned. Everyone's having the time of their life. And I hate to be this guy, but I'm this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy watching the bag instead of like just living in the moment.
Well, you're also American. You know, we're used to like watching our stuff. We're
it's
like
true.
Sure that something's going to get ripped off. Yeah.
So I start to kind of see this guy, like, crowd the bag. But you couldn't really tell at first if he was up to something because it's at the bar. So he could be trying to just get the attention of the bartender, which I think was his play. And so I'm watching, and I'm like, nah, that don't feel right. Because he's, like, kind of scooting his body to place himself in front of the bag. I guess in his mind, whoever bag this is, they're probably behind me somewhere, and maybe they won't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see his hand do something, but I don't know what it did. So in my mind, I'm like, he just put his hand in my bag. So I tap my dude. I'm like, yo, I think this dude is trying to take my bag. And he's like, really, Mo? No one's worried about your bag. No one cares about your bag. Just have a good time. And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure. So then he grabs it, and then he puts it back down because the bartender asked him something. So in that moment, my mind went, no, he's definitely trying to steal my bag. So I jump off of the table, and I run over, and I'm like, pardon me. And I grab my bag, and I was like, asked him if he needed something. And he looks at me with this, like, this guilty look. It was so clear what he was up to that he didn't even respond to me. He just kind of, like, was disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy that was with him was like, he got defensive. What are you talking about? Nobody's thinking about your bag, the bag. So then the other guy goes, nah, man, just let it go. And he's grabbing his friend. He's like, let's just walk away. So now as they walk away, I hear him in the back of his, whisper to his guy, where's your hat? And then he starts looking for his hat. And then I didn't think nothing of it because I'm like, man, this dude tried to steal my bag. I can't believe it. So I grab my bag and I asked them if they had lockers and they did. So I take my bag to the locker. But then when I get back to my room and I start taking the things out of my bag, his hat is in my bag. That's the only souvenir I officially have from Greece is the hat of a guy who's trying to steal my bag.
So the play is he's trying to make it look like it's his bag. So he puts his hat in it to make it seem like he's not stealing another person's bag. But then you're watching the whole thing. And when you get there, his hat's in your bag,
there
and
he
gets busted, and now you got a souvenir.
Now I got a souvenir. And I didn't know that was the place. Somebody had to tell me that. Because I'm like, why would he put his hat in my bag?
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Sense.
They put their stuff in your bag so that it seems like it's their bag, and then they just run out with it. And I just happened to catch him seconds before. My phone was in there. Like, I had everything that I had was in that bag because I'm in swim trunks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. Everything was in that bag, and I just caught him in the split of a second.
Good job. Is it a nice hat?
Yeah, I'm super curious. Like, what kind of hat was it?
Trash.
It was.
Yeah, it wasn't even a nice hat. It's not a nice hat. It doesn't fit me, so I'm putting it on eBay. I'm going to auction off the Thief's hat.
The Burt Show.